NBA. The psalm is written by a man named Asaph. He begins in verse 1, "Give ear, O my people, to my law, and incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable, I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength, and his wonderful works that he had done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and their spirit was not steadfast with God." He says in verse 10, "They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law, forgetting his works and his wonders that he had showed them, the marvelous things that he did on the side of their fathers." Verse 13, "He divided the sea and caused it to pass through, and he made the waters to stand at their feet. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He cleared the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. And they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spake against God. They said, Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Yea, they spake against God. They said, Can God furnish a table in the wilderness?" Asaph was a man appointed as one of the lead singers for the nation of Israel in the time of King David. As he is writing this psalm, or this song to the children of Israel, he is obviously telling us that there are records to be laid down for our children so that they can teach them to their children. To the end, as we see in verse 7, they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God. We can turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and the Apostle Paul will give us a record of the children of Israel. And say that the things that happened to them were for our example, and these are an example for you and me. Romans 15 says, "Whatsoever things were written aforetime in the Old Testament," in other words, "were written for our learning." The Old Testament record is not there just to take up space. The Old Testament record is there to show the providence of God, the power of God, the kindness of God, and the mercy of God, and also the judgment of God when men would fall short of what God commanded his people to do. So here in the 78th Psalm, we find that Asaph is going to give us a record of what transpired. And you can read on the rest of the Psalm. We won't this, knowing that you have need of all these things. But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things are added unto you. Take everyone to talk tomorrow, and tomorrow shall take talk the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Then Jesus says, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? That is Jesus here saying, that every day at lunchtime, or breakfast time, or supper time, that a wife or mother isn't to ask herself, well, what are we going to eat? No, that's not what the Lord is saying. The Lord is not saying, don't plan ahead. The Lord is not saying, don't go to the grocery store without grocery list to provide for your family. That's not what the Lord is saying. Is the Lord saying, well, don't ever think about what you're going to put on? Now, there are some that don't think about what they're going to put on, and when they come together, you can tell they didn't think about what they were going to put on. I take some thought on a Sunday morning about what I'm going to put on. I want to make sure that at my time, they do the same. We don't need anxiety about when we're going to have faith. Thank you. strength. But interestingly, in the power of God, we see that on Friday, they could collect 2 days' worth, and it wouldn't spoil. They did that on Thursday, it would spoil, but on Friday, they could pick up 2 days' worth, and it wouldn't spoil. Why? Because the Lord had great respect to the Sabbath day, and He expected them to have the same. Did they? No, they disobeyed. They went out and got the glory they needed the first time, and what happened? They really had the next morning that
you should have said, God can. Put that around. Just put one word in front of the other, and it changes your sense entirely. God can furnish a table in the wilderness. They forgot the day when they were without bread and hungry, and they didn't get fit in with the life of their soul. They forgot about that. But they forgot about the time when God sent quail, and it was a plentiful thing to eat. They forgot all about that. And sometimes I hear God's people start murmuring and complaining about the God.
fields. He says, you go and prepare for the Lord. And Andrew says, 200 pennyworth. He says, my son, he says, it's not enough to feed this multitude. That's true. It wasn't. All they all forgot about is what Jesus was able to do. So they asked him, what do you want these little men? You know what Jesus said? Bring them hither to me. So they brought them to Jesus. Jesus blessed them. And they dispersed that food, made everybody sit down in companies of 50. And they went out and they fed that great multitude. And when they were all finished, there was 12 baskets of fragments taken up for leftovers. They left over more than they started with. Mark 8, we find 4,000 in 7 little baskets. Now it's interesting when they eat all this, barley bread by this time was really despised by the children of Israel. It was considered animal food. And so they weren't too impressed by this, but I guarantee you, by the end of that evening, that bread, the Lord Jesus Christ made bread for the whole multitude, was very good bread, and they were very satisfied with what the Lord made. You and I are dwelling in the wilderness ourselves. But it says, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? They're in the wilderness. They're not in the land of Peter. We know the land of Peter was a land that flowed with milk and honey. But they're not there yet. You and I, when we come together once a week to the land of Peter in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, when we come here to a land we trust flowing with milk and honey. But in between times, we live out here in the wilderness. And in this wilderness, God still furnishes a table. He furnishes a table of you reading the Word of God, by speaking to God's people, by praying to Him, by having communion and fellowship with Him on a regular daily basis. So here, while we're all dwelling in this wilderness, thankfully, God has prepared a table each and every week here in the house of God, in the land of Canaan, in the spiritual kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank God that He has, but even when we're out here in the wilderness of this world, God still provides. God gives us the necessary bread we need each and every day there. We simply return to it and enjoy it. You know, the Lord Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And of course, He's talking about the Word of God here. Then shall I esteem the words of His mouth more than my necessary food. So I close out this morning. If there were not God could furnish a table in the wilderness, they should have said, can God? They should have said, God can. God can provide for us no matter what the circumstances are. The silver markets dry up, supply chains get mixed up or messed up. I still want to trust that God is able to take care of our needs. May not be to the degree we want, but I trust it will be the degree that He knows we need. Again, as Brother James pointed out, this prayer is more our needs really, really low. Need air, need water, need food, need Jesus Christ.